Listening Library presents The Secrets of the Immortal Nicholas Flamel, The Lost Stories Collection by Michael Scott. Read for you by Alan Kelly. Once Again for Beverly and Krista. Introduction. Dear listener, the series that eventually became The Secrets of the Immortal Nicholas Flamel grew out of my fascination with folklore, myth, and legend. I grew up in Ireland, a country with a wonderfully rich mythology and a folklore that is still vibrant and alive. Because Ireland was never invaded by the Greeks or the Romans, its stories, carried down by oral tradition, remained more or less untouched for centuries. I spent many years travelling, researching, collecting, and writing stories set in the world of Irish folklore before moving to European, and then eventually world myth, discovering connections, parallels, and similar stories in just about every culture. Over years, an idea formed: to create a series that would tie together elements drawn from the myths, legends, and history from around the world. In time, that became The Secrets of the Immortal Nicholas Flamel. I started with a simple rule. Every non-human character in the book and all the creatures and monsters had to be drawn from myth and legend, while all the humans were taken from history. And yes, Nicholas and Perronel Flamel were real. There are streets named in their honour in Paris, and you can visit one of their homes, the Auberge Nicholas Flamel, on the Rue de Montmorency. The only two characters in the series that I invented are the twins, Sophie and Josh Newman. But even then, I was drawing from a mythological well. Every country has stories about legendary twins. I spent a decade gathering materials and plotting the books, and half that time again writing them. When I completed The Enchantress, the last book, I believed I was done with that series. However, Mr. Flamel and that vast cast of characters were not quite done with me. The events in the six-book Secrets of the Immortal Nicholas Flamel series take place over 2 weeks, but they exist as part of a vast mythological landscape stretching back thousands of years and around the globe. Characters in the books refer to events that happened in the past, or talk about previous adventures. There is a network of connections and relationships that fascinated the readers. The Secrets of the Immortal Nicholas Flamel series was published in dozens of countries and scores of languages. When the emails and letters, proper letters with stamps, started to arrive, they almost always included questions. When are you going to write about? What happened to? Will we see more of? When is the next book? It soon became clear that many readers were asking the same questions, or asking me to tell certain tales. Foremost, of course, was the story of how the Flamels acquired the Codex, the book that drives the series. Certain characters have their own fan clubs. Everyone loves Skahach. Without a doubt, she is the most popular character in the entire series, second only to Virginia Dare and John Dee. So, I returned to the world of the Alchemist and began to fill in a few of the blanks. The first order of business was to reread the series, and out of that rereading came the inspiration for dozens of ideas for stories. Some of the stories in this collection are referenced in the books, others will be new, but they all slot into that vast web of stories. They all take place before the events in the series that begins with the Alchemist. Michael Scott. Aoife of the Shadows, 500 BCE. I am Marathayu, and I am Death. I am called the Destroyer of Worlds. I have had other names, many other names, and once, when I was still fully human, I was known by a Humani name. But that was a long time ago, and no one has called me by that name in millennia. Look at me now, and it would be hard to put an age on me. My age is no longer measured in decades or even centuries. I have lost count of the number of years I have moved across this earth and through the adjacent shadow realms. I have traveled to places where time does not exist or flows according to different rules. In some myths, I am known as the Ancient of Days. Eons ago, I made a bargain with a monster who had once been beautiful. He gifted me with the ability to move at will along the time streams, though perhaps it is not so much a gift as a curse. But it allowed me to see what was, what is, and what might be. I realized that the future was never fixed. It was constantly in flux, fashioned and shaped by events in the present. I discovered that a single action could change the future of the world. I have seen things that were never meant for human eyes. I have traveled far into the future, to that time when the sun has grown huge and red and the creatures that walk the earth, though descended from man, are unrecognizable. I have followed the time streams back into the past, to the time before time, when the rulers of the glittering empires which stretched across the globe were serpentine and monstrous, and the humani little more than food and slaves to them. I have gone beyond this world and walked the shadow realms, those places of myth created by creatures of legend. Every shadow realm is different, each one unique, all of them wondrous and terrifying. And while some are paradises, far too many are deadly. And I should know, for I have created my own shadow realms and destroyed them also when I grew bored of them. And I fought the creatures in the shadows. The ancient rulers of the earth had been defeated but not destroyed. They lurked in the dark places and plotted. And because they were ageless, they conceived plans that took generations to come to fruition. In time, I came to understand that my role was not to only protect the humani from these creatures that threatened their very existence, but also to record the stories of those who stood with the humani against the Earthlords, Ancients, Archons, and Dark Elders. Some of their names and adventures have passed into the myths and legends of every nation. Too many of the stories, however, have been forgotten. Now the humani believe that the Isle of Danutalis, which they call Atlantis, never existed. They believe that the Great Flood, which swept across the world 10,000 and more years ago, never happened, and that there were never giants on the earth and thunderbirds in the skies. But at the heart of every legend, there is a grain of truth. Traveling through time allowed me to see that history is made and remade in the tiniest of moments, in the most obscure places. And it is true that I sometimes nudged events in certain directions. I ensured that Nicholas and Perronel Flamel received the Codex at the correct time, that Machiavelli would encounter Eugène Vidocq in Paris during the Terror, and that Sophie and Josh would be in San Francisco that fateful summer to discover the truth about the bookseller and his wife. I learned to place trusted agents on significant shadow realms in the hope, the belief, that their very presence would alter the history not only of that realm, but of all the worlds attached to it. Two of my most trusted agents were the Shadow Twins, Aoife and Skahach. I could fill volumes with their adventures down through time and across the uncountable shadow realms. Their names are woven into the legends of 100 worlds. They are worshipped as goddesses on a dozen more, considered to be the incarnations of destruction on twice as many. Inseparable from birth, they fell out over a boy, and they spent centuries loathing one another. I did my best to ensure that they were never in the same world at the same time. So I would send them off into distant shadow realms in search of clues to the lost past and artifacts from our forgotten history. Though they were separate for many years, they were twins, linked by that most mysterious of bonds, one which I knew all too well. I always knew that they were destined to be drawn back together. From the Codex, the Journal of Marathayu, translated by Nicholas Flamel, the alchemist, on the Shadow Realm Isle of Tir.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?